I found out about this hackathon from a group I'm in, National Center for Women in Technology. One of the sponsors posted it, and that's why I signed up.
I think the advice I'd give to someone who's new and or has never been to a hackathon is go to one. Last year, I had never been to a hackathon, and I was like, you know, I really don't want to go to this. It's kind of nerve-wracking, like, how am I going to make a team? But, like, just show up. There will definitely be people who don't have teams who want to make teams with you.
Students can afford to go hackathons because a majority of them are free, and sponsors do provide travel reimbursement.
It's the kind of thing that gets, I would say, kind of addictive, because then you want to come back again and you want to try something new.
It's been pretty great. Get to drink a lot of energy drinks. Yeah, I think it's a great experience. It's good to put on your resume as well. Currently, I'm signed up for BitCamp at University of Maryland for this.
It's a nice environment, you know. I like that in a couple hours, well, you make something cool, but, you know, you, regardless of what comes out of it, you learn so much in the time, which I really, really, really like that idea.
I wish I got more sleep last night. I am exhausted right now. So it's going to be a rough weekend.
My advice for hackathons is do something outside your comfort zone. There will be workshops, there will be sponsors, there will be mentors. Do whatever you feel is not comfortable for you, and you will learn, and that's how you'll grow the most.